Irish novelist Cullum Tobin has been shortlisted twice for the Booker Prize, but critic Maureen Corrigan says that Tobin's new novel, Brooklyn, might well earn him another nomination and that the third time could be the charm. Here's her review.
It's a quandary that even the best novelists have a hard time writing their way out of. That is, how do you tell a story about a main character who's ordinary without making that character extraordinary simply because he or she is always in the novel's spotlight? Think about it. If as a reader you stick with Ishmael or Mrs. Dalloway or plain Jane Eyre long enough, you come to see them as uncommon in some way, maybe especially perceptive or plucky. But in his latest novel called Brooklyn, Cullum Tobin places his mundane heroine under some kind of magical force field that rebuffs all our desires to mistakenly read more into her. The most remarkable thing about young Eilish Lacey is that she's nothing special. While this novel, in contrast, really is something special, partly because humdrum heroines like Eilish are so scarce, and certainly because of the period atmosphere and moral complexity of Eilish's story. Tobin, who's demonstrated in previous novels like The Master and Mothers and Sons that he can render just about any subject and mood, is beautifully restrained here, up until the ending, when he delivers a sucker punch worthy of his own master, Henry James. The always suspect book jacket plot summary of Brooklyn declares that it's set in Brooklyn and Ireland in the early 1950s, when one young woman crosses the ocean to make a new life for herself. That last statement is wrong, wrong, wrong. Eilish doesn't make a new life for herself. She acquiesces to other people's plans, she drifts, and in doing so, she ultimately crashes and causes emotional wreckage. Eilish and her older sister Rose live with their widowed mother in a small village in Ireland. Because the post-World War II Irish economy is so flat, the three brothers in the family have already emigrated to England. When Rose, glamorous, a go-getter, the obvious heroine of a more obvious novel, makes the acquaintance of a visiting priest named Father Flood, she persuades him to sponsor Eilish and find her a job in Brooklyn, where his parish is located. Eilish passively goes along. Here's how Tobin deftly captures her neither fish nor fowl feelings about the new life opening up before her. Until now, Eilish had always presumed that she would live in the town all her life, as her mother had done. Now she felt that she was being singled out for something for which she was not in any way prepared. And this, despite the fear it carried with it, gave her a feeling she might experience in the days, say, before her wedding. Days in which she herself was fizzy with excitement, but careful not to think too precisely about what the next few weeks would be like in case she lost her nerve. Still in a daze, Eilish finds herself in a third-class cabin on an ocean liner bound for New York. On her first night, she vomits up her dinner of peas and mutton all over that room and the hallway outside, because more experienced passengers have already locked themselves into the common bathroom. Arriving in Brooklyn, Eilish is settled into a boarding house, night school classes in bookkeeping, and a job as a sales clerk at a local department store, all thanks to Father Flood again. Eilish even meets a sweet young Italian-American plumber named Tony at a parish dance. Tony wants to marry Eilish and have kids. Eilish thinks she might love him, but summoned back to Ireland because of a family tragedy, Eilish begins to feel Tony and her life in America fading like a dream. Twice throughout his novel Brooklyn, Tobin writes extended scenes in which Eilish is bobbing in the ocean, an emblematic image for a girl who allows herself to be pushed and pulled by the tides of happenstance and other people's decisions. Because he creates and sustains such an everyday character throughout this small gem of a novel, Tobin invites readers to rethink the familiar, heroic version of the Coming to America saga, in which immigrants actively seize their own destinies, along with large concepts like freedom and possibility. Eilish's muted vacillation makes for a more profound story about ordinary, limited options that also feels a lot closer to the emotional truth of the huddled masses.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Brooklyn by Cullum Tobin. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org.